guys.
No. Bill? Hey, guys. Dave, alcoholic.
Hey, Dave.
First, I want to thank Corey for asking me to come down and speak with you guys tonight and share my experience on this step. I do have experience with this step. I went through this process with the Big Book Step Study sponsor and completed this, and since I've had the opportunity to also listen to a fifth step. So this, it's great being back here. You know, I don't get to come out to this meeting as much as, you know, I originally did. You know, fortunate enough to, you know, since getting sober and doing this work, and been fortunate to start a family, and I have a beautiful little 19-month-old girl who I get to spend every night with. And so, you know, unfortunately, I don't get to come down here or to as many meetings as I'd like to, but I get to spend it with her. And I'm expecting my second one any day now. So if I get up and run out of here, you know, that's why. So those are just some of the gifts of the program and of the gifts of doing this work. So if anybody, you know, for the new guys that are here, for guys that are here that are reading, you know, writing, guys that are just listening, just come here to check it out. You know, we're lucky to have you here, and just we all started at that point sometimes. So, you know, today's a special day for me. Today, it was 7 years ago today my mother passed away. So it's that anniversary, and you know, I was thinking about it after Corey had asked me to speak, and you know, that was a real, as you can imagine, I was actively drinking, drugging then. And it was it was a bad time, you know, in my life. And, you know, from before then, I was in and out of AA, in and out of trying to get sober before then. And some of my worst behavior, some of the worst things that ended up on my fourth step, and I read it in reading in my fifth step, you know, occurred right around that same time. But that also sent me in the direction of, you know, truly wanting to do whatever it takes to not just stop drinking, not to stop drugging, but to change the person I was. And, you know, when I was told when I started coming out here that in order to do this, here's the process you gotta follow. And so the fifth step, you know, going back to, you know, all my experience with the fifth step, the, you know, first coming into AA, you know, and just hearing about the steps and reading the steps, or whether it was, you know, on the paper behind me, or, you know, reading them or whatever format I read them in, you know, the fifth step, you know, sharing with another human being or sharing with another man, my behavior, all the things that I had done, that very thought scared the shit out of me, really, because I had always been a very secretive person. I had never had any form of relationship, especially with another man or really anybody, where I was truly honest, you know, where I truly told somebody what was going on in my life, where, you know, where I let them, you know, really get in and know who I was. And a lot of that came from the shame and the guilt of the behavior that I exhibited. A lot of it just came from that not feeling like I was good enough. And just that fear of other people's opinions, you know, what would this person think of me if they only knew, you know, if they only knew who I really was, if somebody really knew me, then, you know, they would think I was a piece of shit. Right. So I grew up never really opening up to anybody. You know, my relationship, you know, from a young age with I have two older brothers and a father, it's two men that, you know, all men that I could have been close with, but I never had that relationship with my father. I had somewhat of a better relationship with my mother, but I just never, being open and being honest and sharing emotions, feelings, all that stuff with anybody, not just another, you know, somebody new, just terrified me, you know, absolutely terrified me. So, and, you know, when I came in here, you know, coming into AA and reading that, I said, well, that's, you know, that's something that I'm going to have to do eventually. If I really want to change who I am, if I really want to, you know, get sober, stay sober. I didn't think I could ever do it. You know, bottom line, I didn't think I could ever do it. But by the time I came around this last time, which, you know, I got sober in May of 2014, so about five and a half years ago now, you know, I was broken, and I was just, I mean, I had nothing, you know, I just didn't, I was a, you know, drug addict, I was an alcoholic, I was a, you know, liar, a cheat, and a thief. I was, the only reason I wasn't homeless is because my father kept letting me crash on the couch. You know, I had, you know, robbed or screwed over basically anybody who was close to me, any family member, any friend. You know, I was constantly just looking over my shoulder. You know, couldn't pick up the phone if my phone was actually working at the time. I was afraid of, you know, opening up mail. I mean, just my life was just, it was a mess. And it was, you know, all of that and wanting to change that brought me in here and got me into sit down with another man and actually start looking at myself and start writing the, you know, start my writing on the four step, which led to the, which leads into this and the fifth step. So when I get to this point, so I spent, you know, quite a bit of time writing, you know, as I was writing, I was always in communication with my sponsor, you know, checking on things, looking over things. So, a lot of that fear of, you know, kind of that fear, what's he going to think of me? What's he going to, you know, say when I tell him about this had kind of subsided, you know, because we'd gone over so much. And I, you know, I remember he said to me when I first started writing right before I was going to read to him, and, you know, he was like, if you ever murdered anybody? And I said, no. And he said, well, have you ever had sex with another animal? I said, no. He's like, well, then there's nothing you've done that I haven't heard, you know, and they kind of, you know, kind of put me at ease a little bit. So, the mechanics of what we did, just like it says in the book, you know, he came to my house, we sat down, it was nice at the time, but the house I was living in had a deck right on the water, and we sat back there, and, I opened up my notebooks and just started reading. You know, simple as that. You know, we set a prayer before we get started. We did have a chair there to invite God into the process of reading this. And I just started reading, you know, and the first part, you know, the first few, you know, times I had written, you know, going back and looking at it was kind of like, you know, you could tell I really didn't know what I was doing. You know, in the writing, and we had to kind of stop and go over a few things that I just had, you know, I missed some stuff, I hadn't seen things clearly. But as it developed, it, you know, I was just going through the process in reading, and, you know, I'd get to some of those points because there was some stuff that, you know, there was some stuff he and I hadn't talked about. You know, some things that I thought for sure I was never going to share with someone else. You know, some are just those deep, dark secrets, things I had done that I was extremely ashamed of, not proud of, whatever you want to call it. And I just thought, well, when I get to that, you know, I'll skip over it. But I was coming to this meeting all the time, right? And I was coming here and I was listening to the guys talk, and I was, you know, I listened to this part of the, you know, listen to this reading. I listened to other guys in this room share about, you know, their experiences. And, you know, just like it says, you know, just like it says, you know, the best reason first, if we skip this vital step, we may not overcome drinking. All right. So what's that saying? If I don't do this, I might end up back out there doing the same shit that I was doing before, you know, putting more stuff on my pile. And, you know, I didn't want that. And it said, it talks right in there, you know, if we leave anything out, you know, there's a chance that we're not going to, that we could go back out there, that we might not be able to stay sober, that we might not get that spiritual awakening that we're working on in this. So, you know, I'd get to some of those things and I would just read it. And like, that was it. There was no big reaction. There was no, you know, stoppage of time. Nobody, you know, God didn't get up and walk out of the room. I just read it and that was it. And so we got together, I don't know, probably, it was probably 4 or 5 times. And, you know, I will tell you in reading this, I think anybody who's gone through this can relate, it's obviously not a physically exhausting exercise to go through. But man, every time we read what I was then reading, it was just like an emotional exhaustion that I never felt before, you know. And it was a good feeling, you know. But so when we got down to the last, what we knew was going to be the last reading, we actually met at a church. And, you know, we finished the reading there. And I just remember, you know, all this, it had been, a couple years of work and then reading this, you know, finally kind of seeing that end in sight where we can move forward and, you know, into the next steps. And so you get in there, we read, and, you know, I thought I had done a very thorough job. You know, I really did. And then, and for whatever reason, I don't know if it was blocked out while I was doing this or whatever, but I got to the end and, you know, closed her notebook and he asked me if there's anything I left out. And I completely left out my father out of all my writing. And it wasn't something I did intentionally. It wasn't something I thought about. It was just almost like, you know, it was like, God tell me, okay, you're going to write about this. But I had a lot of shit with him. Right. And for whatever reason, we almost had I got done. And as soon as I got done, it hit me. Like, I never wrote about my father. And it, for whatever reason. So we had to go back and I had to do it. You know, and I was open and honest. You know what? I missed this. I'm not sure what it is. And we spent time going back. Same thing. Writing out the resentments. Writing out the cause and effects. Writing out the turnarounds. To understand everything that our relationship had gone through over the years. And, you know, amazingly now I have probably as good of a relationship as I've ever had, you know, with my father. But, so we did that. We wrapped everything up. And just like it says in the book, you know, I went home, took that quiet hour and read over the first 5 proposals. And, I'll tell you, man, I never felt that way before. You know, I never felt that free before, as I did after I got done reading that. You know, I truly believe I did this to the best of my ability. I didn't leave anything out. And the result of that is as part of this, in doing this part of the process, is I have just an incredible life today. But I don't think I've ever slept as well as I did that night after reading my fifth step, you know. And, you know, part of that, you know, and I chose to read this with my sponsor. I know some other people, you know, like it talks about you can, whether it's a priest, rabbi, whoever it is that you choose to read this with. I trusted him 100%, you know, that things that we shared, things that we talked about, were not going to get repeated, you know. And as far as I know, that's the case today, you know. It could be different, but as far as I know, and I still trust him with everything that I share. So that is a big thing. And that was hard for me because I had a hard time with trust, and especially trusting in my, you know, all my dirty little secrets. You know, and then, like I said, I have been fortunate since then to listen to a fifth step. You know, and that's another a whole nother part of this, a whole nother side of this experience. You know, but that's why we do this, right? We do this so we can pass it on. We do this so we can share with the next guy, so we can help out the next guy. You know, it's not to be, you don't finish this and then you're done. You're all good. You put everything away and move on with your life. You know. Yeah, I was told, you know, by my sponsor, the only thing he asked of me is if I do this work and have the spiritual awakening that it talks about in here, that I'm available to help out the next alcoholic, the next person that puts their hand out. And that's, you know, that's why you see so many men in this room tonight that have done this, you know. And, you know, all I can say just on, just, you know, kind of wrapping up here on this step, you know, this, this offered me a new type of, you know, learning how to talk to somebody and express myself in this way and be honest with someone, changed my life. Because, you know, I'm absolutely not perfect whatsoever, but this has changed all my relationships because of how I communicate, because of how I understand and look at things differently today, you know, than I did in the past. And, you know, like I said, from, you know, if you had told me 6 years ago, you know, again, when I was, you know, couch surfing and, you know, or even, you know, I remember that when my mother died, I left her wake to go be my dealer after going to the coat room and pickpocketing anybody I could to get money to go meet the dealer. I was not sober the night before she passed away, knowing it was going to be her last night alive. I left her in the hospital to get high. And, you know, wasn't sober for wake or funeral or for any time after that. You know, I spent the months leading up to that, stealing all of her medication. She died of cancer, so she had all the medication in the world there, and I would take it, and she would run out at the end of the month, and I didn't care. You know, seeing, you know, her in that type of pain, I just, you know, kept doing it. So that's the person I was. And the change occurred by doing this, and this fifth step is a huge part of that. And today I'm a, you know, I have my own family. You know, I have my own house, a roof over my family's head. I have my family coming into town in a few weeks and staying on the Cape. You know, I got to spend time with my nieces and nephews and brothers and father and, you know, everybody. And, it's just, it's amazing. You know, and there's a lot of guys in this room that I have to thank for that. And, you know, and with that, I want to hear everybody else's experience with this. Thank you.